And welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is March 30th, 2008, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First is the weekly news from the Nikonian's Academy's director, Mike Hagen. We are listening to you. Yes, your emails and comments don't fall on deaf ears. To the contrary, your input is extremely important to us, and Mike wants you to know that we are all working hard to respond to your photographic needs. There's so much interest out there on the D300 that we have started planning for an advanced D300 workshop. It will be a number of months before we can fit it into our schedule, but we are already preparing the content. Also, for you D40, D60, D70, and D80 owners who have written to Mike help letters, we have begun to plan for more of these workshops as well. Stay tuned for more to come on that. Due to a last-minute cancellation, we now have two seats available for the Page, Arizona workshop next week from April 8th through the 12th. This workshop was sold out, and now you have a last-minute opportunity to come along for a great adventure through the slot canyons of the American Southwest. Sign up today at www.nikoniansacademy.com. And Mike's photo tip of the week. Actually, Mike has two tips for you this week. One for the Nikon D3 users out there, and another for those using inkjet printers. Okay, so this last week, Mike has been using a Nikon D3 for all his photography, and he's really blown away by how impressive this camera is in low-light situations. The other morning, he was hand-holding the D3 with a 300mm lens in a room lit with one light bulb. He set the ISO to 6400 and was getting tack-sharp photos of his daughter that looked absolutely incredible. The camera is amazing. Because the lighting was so low and contrasty, Mike wanted to get a great exposure for his daughter by just metering on her cheek. Normally, he would use 3D matrix metering, but in this situation, he wanted to nail the exposure, so he activated the spot meter. The slow way to activate the spot meter is to turn the meter switch on the outside of the camera. The better way to activate it is to program your function button so that the spot meter turns on when you press it. To do this, go to Custom Menu F4 and set the function button press value to spot metering. Now, simply press the function button and voila, the spot meter is active. This is just one way to customize this camera to respond even faster to your photographic needs. Now, in our digital workflow and inkjet printing workshops, that is a mouthful to say, people have been blown away by how impressive the photos can be from our inkjet printers. The biggest obstacle most people have when trying to create wonderful prints is that they are using a non-calibrated computer monitor. During the class, we go through some great detail on how to properly calibrate monitors, and that makes a big difference right away. However, the next big step is to make sure that you have set the correct printer profile for your output. Many times, people forget to make this critical selection in their software. Additionally, if you buy a new type of paper, many people don't go through the trouble of downloading the profile from the paper company's website. It is easy to do and will save you tons of frustration. If you're using Nikon Capture NX for your printing, then choosing the paper profile is easy. Go to Edit, Preferences, and Color Management. Under the pull-down menu for Printer Profile, choose the printer name and paper type. That's it. Done. Now prepare yourself for great-looking prints. Now that's it from Mike. Thank you very much, Mike. And he suggests we all keep shooting, and we will hear from him again very soon. In other news, Sony's upcoming addition to their DSLR line, the A900, appears to be a direct response to Nikon's D3 and Canon's 1D Mark III series, but it seems as if this camera will feature a 25-megapixel full-frame sensor. So we all have to keep an eye out for Sony's new camera when that is released, and maybe we'll be seeing that in Nikon's in the future. Adobe has now released the beta version of Photoshop Express. For all of you folks out there who might not have invested in Photoshop yet, well, there's now a free web version of the photo editing software, complete with a 2 GB online storage folder for you. So you just need to go there and register, and you can try it out for, well, there's a test drive function, or you can just register and give it a shot. Keep in mind, though, it is still a beta version, and if you really want to keep the copyright on your pictures, make sure you read about that and make sure you're happy with Adobe's usage policy. Because every now and again, sometimes the pictures uploaded to sites like that are available for use by the company. So check that out and make sure you're happy with all of that before you put too much up there, but definitely give it a go. And finally, from the news, PhotoNation, the small Irish company that is responsible for face attribute detection software in digital cameras, has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. So if you're interested a little bit more about the business side of some of the companies, definitely check out that article. Is available in full online if you've registered with the Wall Street Journal. If not, hey, you get a free two-week trial, so you can read it anyway. Moving on to the forums. It's been kind of quiet this last week, but that's all right. It was a holiday weekend, and we understand completely that people are busy. There is a new poll up in the cafe that is, why do you have so many posts? It's a little bit lighthearted, and the answers are kind of funny. So if you spend all your time in the forums putting out posts, you might want to answer this little poll. And also of note is a thread called Photographic Heroes and Icons. Give that a look and give us some feedback, and we'd like to know who you think is important in the world of photography. My forum of the week this week is Digital Post-Processing and Workflow. That kind of goes in line with Adobe's new online Photoshop and the fact that I still have tons of pictures from my recent trip to Colorado that I need to play with, so it seemed apropos. If you're new to the digital post-processing world and have some questions, this is a fantastic spot for you to just jump in, read a little bit, and fire off your questions. There's posts about everything, even the nasty, horrible color management conundrum. So if you have some problem with that, I've even seen people put up screenshots and say, what am I doing wrong? Lots of good people in there helping you out. My choice photo this week is called Snowed In. A little different version of Snowed In than what I was expecting, but a good shot nonetheless. Now, I've been talking about a contest, and finally, I know what my contest is about. This contest is going to start next week, and I've got some fun Nikonians gear to give away, and it is for new Nikon users. So if you're new to Nikonians, if you're new to Nikon, and especially if you're new to Nikon because of Nikonians or a specific Nikonian, this contest is all for you. I will have details about this in next week's podcast, and this is going to run for the entirety of the month of April. So I've got some fun stuff to give away, and we all know you guys like free stuff. So listen in next week for more information on that. And that will be it for me this week. As always, if you have any comments, questions, or feedback, please email me at newsflash@nikonians.org or drop us all a line in the podcast feedback forum. And don't forget, if you like our podcast, vote for us on Podcast Alley. And we love it that you listen to us. We love it even more when you email us and ask us questions. And don't worry about it. We do read all your emails. We try to respond to everything that we can. So don't feel bad. Just get in touch and say hi. Yeah, that's it. I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.